Hello and welcome with Kelly and I here at our dining room table. We've just finished dinner and we are about to do a devotion for individuals and families from the Book of Common Prayer, page 139. It's the one that's marked in the early evening. And there's a couple different parts to it. There's the beginning, which is the opening canticle. Usually it has an opening canticle or psalm, each of these little devotions. And then there's a reading from scripture, which it says in the rubrics with this office that you can use readings, the one that's provided in there, or from some other source. And we are going to use the gospel lesson from the appointed readings for the daily office. And then we're going to spend some time praying and then saying the Lord's Prayer and then closing with the closing collect. And there's Pippa making some cute noises right now in the background. You may hear her. And so I'd like you to follow us along and we'll show you how you can do this easy, simple home devotion with each other. And then it could be for every night, either before or after dinner. Or heck, even in the middle of dinner while you just finished it up and you're waiting for dessert. So let's get started. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. In those days, when there was again a great crowd without anything to eat, he called his disciples and said to them, I have compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance. His disciples replied, How can one feed these people with bread here in the desert? He asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They had also a few small fish, and after blessing them, he ordered that these too should be distributed. They ate and were filled, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Now there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. That's an interesting reading right after dinner, isn't it?
Yes.
So.
Dalmanutha.
Trying to get that word.
Dalmanutha.
It's always fun to try to.
I don't know where the district of Dalmanutha is, yeah. But Dalmanutha.
That's right, downtown, right?
Yes. Downtown.
So. That's an interesting greeting. You know, we just had a wonderful dinner and had our fills. Certainly, I think we still have some leftovers too. Probably not 7 baskets, but I don't know. What sticks out to you from that passage?
From this passage?
Yeah.
Dalmanutha. No, just kidding. That Jesus has compassion on the crowds. He sees the crowd and they have nothing to eat. And he says, I have compassion for the crowd because they've been with him for so long. And he knows if he sends them away hungry that they'll faint and that he's moved by their suffering when he really doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you, Pippa. Pippa sneezing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the thing that sticks out to me, he starts out with 7 loaves of bread and ends up with 7 baskets. And that number 7 is kind of important in scripture, this idea of completeness, of wholeness. And That God completely provides for us whatever we need. And just knowing that God is in charge of everything, even in times like this when it seems like things are kind of topsy-turvy and upended. So, so what was your high and your low today?
I have two highs. The first high was early this morning. My sister texted me, and she was asking for a link to watch the morning prayer service from Sunday morning. And I don't know, that was just really kind of touching to me that she wanted to watch it, that she and her boyfriend wanted to watch it. And so I really liked it. Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Shh. Good. And my other high today was Pippa drying herself off by rubbing against the wall. It was just really very silly and funny. And now she's barking at birds at the back door. So there we go. Yes.
And my high today was got a phone call from my mentor and good friend Charlie Osberger from down in Maryland, who's going through the same sort of problems at his church down there, and just having a good time, just kind of catching up and commiserating a little bit and just being a support for one another. And then, all right, so those are our highs and our lows today.
Well, my low today was reading that some people think that some people's lives are expendable for the economy. Found that deeply disturbing, and deeply disturbing. That would be my low today.
Yeah, that's the same one as mine.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry.
No,
it's pretty low. So it's,
I mean, just thinking the fact that, you know, people don't value human life. Here we are, created in the image of God, and yet we expect people to be in service to the economy instead of the economy being in service to us. It just kind of drives me insane that people think that way. But we just pray for them and hope that the light of the gospel dawns upon them and they can see the light. So and at this point, we, after sharing our highs and lows, we enter into a time of prayer for one another. Lord, I thank you for my wonderful wife, Kelly. I ask that you would continue to bless her and keep her and uphold her in the palm of your hand. Lord, I give thanks for the highs that she had today to be able to share something of spiritual value with her sister, and then also to have the opportunity to see Pippa at her silliest and cutest. And Lord, I do pray for the lows that both of us experienced today, that you would continue to touch the hearts of those people who don't seem to understand that people are deeply meaningful and valuable in your sight, and that we should esteem them the same way. And we continue to pray for everyone in St. George's, especially during this time when we can't see each other face to face, at least not very often. We ask that you can continue to bless everyone out there, and we ask for your blessings upon everyone during this time, and keep us all safe, and let this pass very quickly and uneventfully and without causing the most disruption that it possibly could. You have any prayers? I stole your thunder. Sorry.
That's okay.
And so we pray in the words our Savior taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen. And that, my friends, is all you had to do, just to have a little short daily devotion in your home. You don't have to use a long scripture passage like we did. You can use the scriptures that I recommended on our website to go to the Navigator's topical memory system, and they have those short little verses, and you can use those ones. You can use the one that's in your prayer book, or you can just come up with your own set of Bible verses that you can do together each day. If you want to memorize a scripture as a family, you can work on the same scripture all week long, and that would be a great opportunity for everyone to have God's word take root in everyone's heart in your family. And so with that, I thank you for listening, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.